Prayer as a sure encounter with God. Prayers for self-improvement. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. Revelation 3:21. You came, yes Lord, you came in a special way in December. You came in a way I'll never forget. You came and showed yourself in everything I did. Yes Jesus, truly you came and made your presence felt. Most of all, you didn't come alone, with your entire family you came. You brought my family good news with great tidings. You are worthy of praise and thanksgiving, for you are the Lord of my life. May you live and reign in my family, in me, now and forever and ever. Dear friends, this is yet another set of prayers for our dry days. On days I'm like empty, not knowing what to say to God in prayers, I turn to these written. I'm always happy on days I'm inspired to write something after my daily reflection, because it would serve as my reservoir on days of emptiness. I would listen to them with great attention, and I'm always amazed as if I never wrote them. Never mind praying with them too, for I'm pretty sure one or two or all will suit your situation too. Pray we me. 1. Who is like my God? I lift up my praise to my God who is always with me. Who is like my God who is always by my side? His promises have never failed. I thank you my Lord and my God for your journey mercies, success, and continuous blessings. You are worthy to be praised. I'll praise you Lord, all the days of my life. Father, I trust in you. Amen. 2. As peaceful as a lamb I lay. In the soft arms of my Lord, my shepherd I lay. As peaceful as a lamb I lay. What peace, what a feeling that can be. What a love beyond compare. Peaceful and relaxed, I stare into his loving eyes just to see the great assurance of success that awaits me. How wonderful are you, O Lord my shepherd, to be thanked, worshipped, and glorified. Yours is praise and thanksgiving in my mouth now and forever. Amen. 3. I shall shout out the goodness of the Lord. I shall live to sing the goodness of the Lord. I shall shout out his goodness and love for the marvels he has done. Our God who has been, who is, and who reigns forever in our family and our life. He has done great and marvelous things for us. How great are your ways, O Lord my God! You have chosen ours as a spouse, you led me safely in and out of the jungle. You plan and execute for me. You gave me success and honor without my knowledge. You are a marvelous God, full of surprises. You sent your holy angels, Mary our mother, and your holy saints to accompany me every day. I have a reason to sing of your mercy, goodness, and love that has brought us this far, O Lord, and to consecrate my life to you now and forever. Amen. 4. You are a perfect God. Wonderful Father, your ways are awesome and your ways are not our ways. You are a perfect God who can write straight on crooked lines. You are worthy of praise. I know nothing happens as a coincidence but because you have planned for it in the Spirit. Loving Father, I trust in you. Amen. 5. You are near, O Lord. Here you come, Lord. Right here, so close to me. I see you are very near. What a great friend you are. Always coming to stay, forgive, console, and love. I'm joyful, I'm happy, I'm the best when you come. As best as I can, your room I've prepared. Come on my beloved, let's dine and wine together, for you are mine and I am yours forever. Amen. 6. My Holy Mother, I rejoice with you. You rejoiced, O Holy Mother, and you sang a song of praise to God who has done great things for you. My Holy Mother, in your joy you acknowledge the greatness and holiness of your God, our God, who has done great things for you. Who has filled the starving with good things and raised up the lowly. O my Mother and Model, may I join you in your song of praise to our God who has done marvelous things for me too. He has remembered me his lowly servant and has filled my cup to overflowing. He has shown his goodness and power upon my life in the presence of his people. Forever I shall join you Mother Mary to sing and praise our God, for he has done marvels for us and holy is his name. Thank you O Mother Mary, for you presented yourself physically at the wedding of your divine Son and our daughter his human spouse. O my most holy mother and holy in-law, I will live to honor you all the days of my life for what you have done in our life. Bless and protect your daughter-in-law and grant her the graces to be a good spouse to your Son our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, Alleluia. 7. Thank you for the wonderful friends, Lord. Thank you for the gift of wonderful friends, O Jesus, especially those who journey with me spiritually. Like Saint John, I need them so dearly to grow in faith. Alone, I am weak and at times lost focus, but with them, O Lord, I'm motivated and energized to continue the pilgrimage toward you with them. Bless and keep them in your love and goodness this new year, that we may continue to journey as companions on the way, helping one another to be stronger in your love, O sweet Jesus. Infant baby Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 8. You are real and active, Lord. I will testify, I will shout at rooftops that the Lord my God is real and active. For what he has done to me, I say he is always present. He sees, listens, whispers, and acts accordingly. When I beckon, he sees. When I call, he hears. When I ask, he answers and acts. You, my Lord and my God, are a living God and you never fail. I will sing praise and thanksgiving to you today and forever, for you have answered me again. Thank you, Jesus, praise you, Jesus. Amen. 9. Thank you, Saint Joseph. O most honored Saint Joseph, head of the Holy Family of Nazareth and head of my family, I thank you for teaching me that holiness is the foundation of a good family. Thank you for teaching me that faithfulness in marriage is possible. O holy, gentle, loving, and caring Saint Joseph, thank you for accepting me and my mind as part of your holy family. Your presence in our family is real. Nothing did we do to deserve this, but your great favor was on us. On this feast of your holy family, I consecrate my family more and more as part of your holy family. Please, Saint Joseph, do care for us as part of your holy family too, and give me the grace to live a chaste life like you. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you. Amen.